Now I want to speak to a lady called Christine Hamill, who's on this line. Morning, Christine.
Morning, Frank.
Christine, you're involved, I think, for the first time in the world of literature. Am I right?
Second time. I did write a book before, which was for adults, a guide to people, a funny guide for people going through breast cancer. But this is my first novel.
Right. So you've been through breast cancer. You saw Harry Hill on the TV. You reckoned that there was something in the delivery of Harry Hill that meant that you could write this second book, or did he inspire you to the first book?
Well, there's a reference to Harry Hill in the first book because in the end I didn't have chemotherapy, but I believed I was going to have chemotherapy, and I made a reference in it, kind of joking that I wouldn't look like Sinead O'Connor, you know, with no hair. I would look like Harry Hill. And then when I was having my treatment, I was in the kitchen. I hadn't told my son about the cancer, but I had already started the treatment. I couldn't find a way to tell him. And I was in the kitchen and I was very upset, and I could hear him laughing like hysterically in the living room. And I peeped in and he was watching Harry Hill on the TV. So I sat down and I watched it with him, and we started watching Harry Hill as a regular on a Saturday night. And the idea for the book went into my head. And the main character in the book is a 12-year-old boy who's a big Harry Hill fan. And he writes to Harry Hill when his mother stops laughing at his jokes. And his mother starts acting weird, and he doesn't know what the problem is. And he starts writing to Harry Hill, and because Harry Hill used to be a doctor, that's good, because it turns out that his mother has breast cancer. And it's a funny book about all of the misunderstandings that come around. The mother can't tell the son doesn't know what's right. He just thinks she's going barmy. So, and Harry Hill's kind of infectious, silly humour, the wee boy loves that and wants to be like him. And so it was great, you know, to have Harry Hill's involvement in it. Then, you know, he agreed that I could use him in the book, so that was good.
Okay, so this is the follow-up to the book that you referred to a moment ago, which is B is for Breast Cancer, and it's a non-fiction book, and bite-sized chunks
from,
and all of that.
Yes, and it is an A to Z and little bits of guidance and advice and humorous moments, and it's very much from the person, obviously my point of view. It's non-fiction, and it's from the woman, the mother's point of view. I'm a single parent, my son's an only child, and that comes across in the first book. In the second book, which is a fiction, a novel, but it is, again, a single mother and an only child. So there's a very strong bond there, and there's a lot of humour around that. And as the son who loves his mum but finds her very annoying at the same time, even though she's got cancer and he cares about her. So there's a lot of humour in it.
Of course, mums are mums, no matter what the state of health at any one particular time. What was the reaction from Harry Hill himself?
Oh, Harry Hill, it was great. I wrote to him and asked permission. First of all, could I use him in the book? And very quickly turned around and said yes. And then the designer came up with a lovely cover, which is an outline of Harry Hill's head and his specs. And I thought, oh, well, we better get permission for that. And he said yes. And then I sent him a copy of the book, and he wrote me a lovely letter, and with actual pen and paper and a stamp, you know, like in the olden days, and said he was really thrilled and flattered to be in the book. He said it was wonderful, and he was delighted that, you know, watching the old shows had done us some good. So it was a lovely letter. He was really great about it.
Now, there's no getting away from the challenge that breast cancer brings to the woman who's suffering with it, and indeed to the family around her. Do you think people will be able to read this book and have a chuckle? Will they read it and have some therapeutic response to it? Or might it be difficult for some families?
I think everyone, well, I know everyone who has read it so far has told me that they absolutely loved it, that they laughed and laughed, and that they did shed a tear at the odd wee sad bit in it, because even though it's a comedy, there are moments when the boy actually confronts the reality and it dawns on him, you know, really, mum is sick. And so there are serious moments in it, because obviously I don't think that cancer's funny. Life is funny. Cancer's deadly serious. I'm not laughing at cancer, I'm laughing through it, you know, and the child is laughing, you know, through it at the funny things that happen. But part of that was because even though I felt really devastated and like my whole life had stood still when I had the cancer, I noticed that the child's life goes on. They have to keep on doing all of the things, and life throws a lot at an adolescent child, and then to have a sick mother as well. So he's dealing with this in the book, with everything in life, the bully at school, the girly fancies, the annoying teacher, and mum. And so there are serious moments in the book, where, and I think, well, people have told me that they have found it really comforting and really funny. Mostly everyone is having a good laugh at it, but acknowledging that there's a serious point in this as well.
The book is The Best Medicine. It's by Christine Hamill. It's published by Little Island Books. It is, of course, available now. And Christine, how much of your life is taken up by writing? Because am I right in believing your background isn't really steeped in writing?
Well, I teach English and literacy, and I'm now teaching creative writing as well.
So perfectly positioned then to be a novelist eventually.
I don't know. It's just I have to do it in the spare time. So
it's not a full-time career. However, I know a few English teachers, and you would not want them to start writing a book. You know, some people have the knack, some people don't. You obviously have the skill and the dedication to start a book and finish it. Many of us have started one in our heads and never got as far as the typewriter.
But I know.
You need to be very focused, don't you?
It is actually discipline. It is a case of, I always hear people saying, oh, I want to write a book. Lots of people say they want to write a book. I don't think they do. I think they want to publish a book. Writing a book is sitting in a room on your own, you know, with the internet off and the phone off, and just being there for hours on end. And it's not one bit glamorous, you know, but it's a great feeling whenever, you know, you get it done.
And how are you keeping, Christine?
I'm keeping very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on.
And thank you.
The book is available. It's called The Best Medicine, and it's by Christine Hamill. Would it be in some of the bookshops, or are we buying these online?
You can buy it online on Amazon or any online bookshop, and it's in the bookshops as well.
Lovely job. Christine, lovely speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.